Michigan reports $313 million in February iGaming and sports betting revenue. Michigan commercial and tribal operators reported $313 million in combined internet gaming and online sports betting gross receipts in February. The decline puts pressure on operators to manage a softer sports betting market while online casino play continues to carry the state's digital gaming business. The figures, released by the Michigan Gaming Control Board, show that total gross receipts fell 12.2% from January 2026. Even with that monthly drop, the underlying split between the two segments remained familiar. iGaming continued to provide the bulk of revenue, while sports betting delivered a smaller and more volatile share. iGaming remains the main revenue engine. Of the $313 million reported for February, $273.1 million came from iGaming, while $39.9 million came from online sports betting. That gap matters. It shows once again that online casino gaming remains the more stable and dependable revenue stream in Michigan's regulated market. While sports betting tends to attract attention during major events and seasonal peaks, iGaming continues to generate larger monthly returns for operators in the state. Adjusted gross receipts painted a similar picture. Combined AGR for February reached $287.5 million, including $262.1 million from iGaming and $25.4 million from online sports betting. Compared with January, iGaming AGR fell 8.5%, while sports betting AGR dropped a much sharper 31.2%. Sports betting handle drops sharply. The decline in sports betting was not limited to revenue. The state's online sports betting handle totaled $384.7 million in February, down 21.7% from January. That kind of drop is not unusual after a heavier January calendar, but it still underlines how event-driven the sportsbook business can be. Operators may see a surge in activity around major football weekends or seasonal peaks, only for activity to cool quickly the following month. Year over year, the picture was mixed. iGaming AGR rose 25.4% from February 2025, suggesting that online casino gaming in Michigan is still expanding on an annual basis. Online sports betting AGR, by contrast, fell 6.7% year over year, showing less momentum in that segment. For operators, this creates a familiar balancing act. Sports betting can help with customer acquisition and visibility, but iGaming often does more of the heavy lifting when it comes to sustained revenue. Tax contributions stay significant. Despite the monthly slowdown, Michigan's online market still produced a sizable tax contribution. Operators submitted $55.6 million in taxes and payments to the state of Michigan in February. Of that total, $53.9 million came from iGaming taxes and fees, while $1.7 million came from online sports betting taxes and fees. The three Detroit casinos also reported $13.4 million in wagering taxes and municipal services fees paid to the city of Detroit. That included $12.8 million from iGaming and just over $587,000 from online sports betting. Meanwhile, tribal operators reported $6.96 million in payments to governing bodies during the month. These numbers reinforce how much more financially significant iGaming has become, not just for operators but for public finances as well. A mature market with broad operator coverage. As of February 2026, 15 commercial and tribal operators were authorized to offer iGaming and/or online sports betting in Michigan. All 15 were active in iGaming, while 12 offered online sports betting. That broad participation helps explain why Michigan remains one of the more closely watched online gaming markets in the United States. It combines strong commercial activity with tribal participation and continues to generate substantial revenue even when monthly totals soften. February's results do not suggest a market in trouble. They suggest a market settling back after a stronger January, with online casino gaming once again acting as the anchor. For players, that means continued access to a mature and competitive digital market. For operators, it is another reminder that consistency in iGaming can do far more to steady the books than sportsbook spikes alone.